some years ago, I took Proverbs 3, 5, 6, and 7 as my verse, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. My mama said I was born on Christmas Day, 1925. I've lived through an awful lot of history. When I was 18, I just married my wife. We got married on, was it July the 14th, honey? Yeah. In 1944. And 3 weeks later, I left to go to the infantry and be in World War II. They called us the greatest generation. But whatever we won, they've given it away. After I came back, after war, I thought I got saved when I was a young boy. I know God convicted me, I know now. And I went to the altar, and my daddy said, I'm glad. My mama cried and said, I love you. But nobody took this book and showed me how to be saved. I went through school and the army. I came back, and one time I went to a Pentecostal meeting. They had open air. They'd get out in the woods and pray. They invited you to come to the altar. I was in there one night. I decided I'd go to the altar if that's the way you got it, you know. Just get up there. I went to the altar, and there's three women. One got on each side, and one got right behind me. One said you got to hold on, the other one said you got to turn loose. And the one behind me got to beat me in the back. And she was saying, how do you feel? How do you feel? And after a while, I said, I don't feel so good. You about beat the blood. I didn't mean to do all this and get the laughing. But that's just the way it was. But finally, there's a fellow came to my house. We had a couple of children already. And he took the Bible. And he showed from the Word of God how to be saved. What I'm saying is make sure you take the Word of God and show a person who wants to know Jesus as Savior. Okay. I mean that. And then God called me to the ministry. Is it all right if I tell this, brother? I lacked a little bit graduating from high school. And I said, well, God's called me to preach. I'll go off and go. There's some folks told me, said, you can't go to school here. Why not? I said, well, you didn't graduate from high school. Finally, the fellow said, well, I know where there's a Bible college in Nashville, Tennessee. He said, they'll be glad to take you. So I didn't tell them I was coming. I just sold my house, put my furniture in place, and told my daddy, when I call you and tell you where to send it, you send it. Took my wife and two children, expecting the third one. We took off to Nashville, Tennessee, and I just drove up one day, and I said, walked in, I said, my name's Kerry Watkins, I'm from North Carolina. God called me to preach, I come here to go to school. Said, come on in. Sign me up. Ain't God good? How many of you getting hungry? Well, I thought when I was about ready to finish Bible college that I was going back to North Carolina and go down there and get me one of them country churches, and I'm going to preach and holler and hoop and have a good time. And I was Jim Elliot, Nate Saint, five boys. They flew around, those folks, down the Amazon, South America, let down, and they thought they had a good chance. He took that plane in and landed on a sandbar. Went and met them. The next morning, they thought they were going to have a church service. And those folks came out and killed them all. We were having a memorial service in the Bible college. I was getting ready to graduate. God got hold of my heart. He said, you go on the mission field. I had to get out of there. I took off. I went and got in the back seat of my car and got down on the floor. Okay, I'll go to the mission field. I went and talked to some folks about going to mission field. They said, what are you going to do? I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah, they said, you can't go. I said, why not? He said, they got lots of religion in those places. They want to know, are you a school teacher? Are you a doctor? I said, well, my wife's a nurse. You know, that'll. No. I said, okay, there's Vanderbilt University over there, George Peabody College for Teachers. I'll just go over there and get me another one of them degrees, and I'll teach school. I'm a school teacher. I went walking in that fellow's office that day. I'm Kerry Watkins. God saved me, called me to preach, and now he's called me to mission field. I'm going to get one of your teacher's degrees. I had all my paper and stuff. He looked at me and he said, you can't go to school here. I said, why not? I'll pay you. You know, I had some money. I done learned how to make false teeth when I come out of the Army. While I was going to school, I'd go to school in the morning, and I'd make false teeth in the afternoon. Any fellas ever seen a fella that's a dental technician going to the mission field? You're looking at one. But anyway, make long story short, you can't go to school here. Well, I started giving him a hard time. I was witnessing to him, and he got sweating, you know. He finally said, well, said, down the street there, about 3 blocks, is Scarrett College. If you'll go down there and get them to accept your paperwork and all that, and then come and have him to sign it now, and you come back up here, he said, I'll enroll you. It's okay. I didn't know Scarrett College was a 2-year girls' college. So I went walking in the office at Scarrett College, and that fella looked at me like I fell out of a tree. And I started witnessing to him, and we can't do that. I started witnessing to him and all that, and he finally just looked at me, and a strange look come over his face, and he took that paper. He signed that thing. He got that snap. I just went waltzing back up. I'm saying all of this to say to you, you can do whatever God wants you to do if you just set out and start doing it. Well, you know how that fella looked when I went walking back into Vanderbilt University and handed him. Well, he'd already said if you'll get him to sign it and stamp it and bring it back, I'll enroll you. And he did. So? I'm the only fella I know. Graduated from college 3 times and never have graduated from high school. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he, not me, he shall direct my path.
Amen.
Put my wife and young'uns on a great big airplane where you reach up and get the oxygen and put it in the side of your mouth. Wound up in the Amazon of South America. I never had such a good time in all my life. You are looking at a little old country boy, born on a small dairy farm, never did graduate from high school. I had the wonderful privilege to go with 2 fellas and find a tribe of Indians. And we found them on our birthday, on my birthday. Walked right into that tribe. Didn't know anybody else in the world was alive. And I had the privilege on Christmas Day. One of the fellows could understand their language a little bit. And I got to preach the gospel to Jesus Christ to folks who never heard. Not by my works of righteousness, which I've done, by his grace and by his mercy. And I go back to that fellow. I told you at the beginning, when I was just a young boy. And Tommy Steele used to be an evangelist in Raleigh, North Carolina, preaching revival in a little Baptist church where we grew up. And God got hold of my heart. And if somebody had just taken the word of God, that had just taken the word of God and shown me, just as much as John 3:16, I'd have been saved when I was a child. All the hooping and hollering and the hoorahing that the folks did at the camp meeting. Nobody took the Bible and showed me how to be saved. Finally, just a country preacher from down in Sampson County trying to start a church in Raleigh, North Carolina, took enough time to come by my house and bring the Bible and show me from God's word. I got saved that night. I've been saved ever since. Amen. The next time you see me, I'll still be saved. Amen. And when it's all turned out and it's all over and we're all in glory, I'll still be saved.
Amen.
Please. Live through some history, but one of the things I see today that really burdens my heart is the lack of one-on-one witnesses, the lack of God's people. Now you preachers that are here, I'm talking to you. You can institute all the kind of things you want, but nothing will take the place of knocking on somebody's door and pray about it now. Don't just run out. Pray about it. But nothing will take the place of you knocking on somebody's door and sitting down with them. Can I tell you another story? We'd go soul winning 2x2. I took my wife with me one night. I was going to see a fella, and I thought he was wanting to get saved anyhow. So I like to go see folks and get them in the kitchen and sit down at the table. You know, you got plenty of room and it's comfortable. And got in that fella's house. And you go 2x2. Now, this is not original with me. I got it from John R. Rice. You go 2x2. And you decide before you get there which one's going to do the talking, the witnessing, the Bible. And the other one is going to do whatever is necessary. So you be left alone, you can do it. My wife was with me, and so she had two little kids. I got them at the table, and she got the children up in the front room. A vacuum cleaner salesman knocked on the front door. My wife, he has insisted on coming in, and she let him in. And he vacuumed everything there was. She even had him vacuuming the stuff up at the window. the window curtain. He finally just dumped the, this is the best thing it ever was. He dumped the mess on the floor and then was showing her how he took it up. Well, the man and his wife got saved, and so I said, well, come on, let's go tell. First thing you do is tell somebody you got saved. I said, come on, let's go tell my wife. And we went in, and there's that vacuum cleaner salesman standing there looking at it. I said, well, Mr. So-and-so and his wife both just got saved, and they want to tell you about it. The vacuum cleaner salesman started, he was a Christian, he started shouting. He didn't get mad because she'd done that way. He just started shouting, glad you got saved. I said all that to say this. Folks, let's get back to knocking on doors and one-on-one trying to help people come to know Jesus. Sir? Oh, well, Brother Charles decided that I hadn't got enough in South America, so there's need in the Bible College in Wales. And I came to talk to him about it, and he said, well, son, said the Lord just sending you to Wales.
That fellow right there.
And so I went on to Wales. And they got a good Bible college over there now. You folks ever read about the great Welsh revival?
Oh, yeah.
If you go and you see the conditions that are down now, you'd weep. Magnificent church buildings. Dark. Cold. But we got a Bible college. And now we're getting Welsh preachers to go to their own people. We like to talk about to the regions beyond, I must go. How about starting going next door to your neighbor?
Very much.